Okay, today's Daf Kuf Dalid. We're on Kuf Gimel of the Beis by the Mishnah, right? No, sorry. I'm sorry. Today's Kuf Beis. We're a Kuf Aleph and Beis by the Mishnah. Today's Shiur is sponsored by the Daskal family, Il Nishmas, Rachel Bas Yitzchak Moshe, and also by the Freud family, Il Nishmas, Esther Ruchama Bas Reb Chaim Halevi. So, the Mishnah says like this. Hamaskir bayis lechavero. If you rent a house from somebody, hamaskir, the one who's renting the house to you, chayev, he has to provide for you a deles, a door, a nagar, a lock, a bolt, minol, a lock, v'chol davar she maise uman, and everything else that requires expertise. Aval davar she eno maise uman, if it doesn't require expertise, hasocher oseu, it's the socher's responsibility, right? Whatever that means, we'll see in the Gemara. Not really going to explain that. Hazevel shal balabayis. The zevel, the fertilizer, belongs to the balabayis. The ein l'socher, and the socher only gets ela hayotze menatana u'menakrayim b'lvad. Whatever comes out of the oven. Whatever comes out of the oven belongs... Let's continue. Whatever comes out of the oven belongs to the renter, obviously, it's his stuff. But the zevel belongs to the balabayis. What does that mean? I mean, the zevel belongs to the balabayis. What does it mean? What those words mean even? So the Gemara will discuss it.
The ashes are made from the zevel?
What? No, didn't say that the zevel comes from out of the oven. What? Right. So, Tanur Rabbanan, Hamaskir bayis l'chavero, Maskir chayev l'hamad lo dalsos, the doors, l'ftoch lo chalonos, windows, l'chazik lo tikra, a roof, Lismoch bokora, to give him support beams. V'socher chayev lasos lo sulam, lasos lo make. And the renter has to get a ladder to make a make, a fence on the roof, for the hilchas make. Okay? Okay, fine. Lasos lo marzev to make... What?
It's an interesting thing.
Why?
Why? Because the halacha, that's the raisa.
Yeah.
The homeowner doesn't have to supply that.
Right, so what are you saying? What are you saying? Say more.
I don't know, it's just a very odd thing. Yeah. If the homeowner has to give over the house and certain things that are his responsibility, the one thing that's derisive that he should be giving over responsibility, he doesn't have to.
Right.
Doesn't the pasuk say on your house?
So the Minchas Chinuch has a whole discussion on whose responsibility is it to put up the makkah.
Yeah. Clearly.
It says here the socher, yeah, the renter. What if the masker wants to do it? He wants to get the mitzvah.
No, we don't think this way.
Yeah.
Would you ever give over a house that's dangerous?
No. Oh. What do you mean? You rent it? No, of course not. You'd never do such a thing, right?
No. You don't take the responsibility.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Right. Correct. Well, let's keep on reading. Yeah. Lasos of Marzev. What's a Marzev?
Gutter.
Latiach es gago, to shore up the roof. Okay. Boy may Rav Sheshes mezuzah al mi. Who has to put up the mezuzah? Funny question, no? Mezuzah, Amar Masharshia, mezuzah, chovas hadarhi. It's a chov on the one who lives there. Yeah. So why should the one who's not living there put up the mezuzah?
We talked about this first.
Yeah, when?
Us.
What do you mean us?
If we have a house.
Yeah.
You're the renter.
Right.
And you put it up.
Right.
You don't take it down.
Correct. But we didn't get to taking it down yet. That's a separate issue. So we're first putting it up, right? So whose responsibility does it sound to be? Obviously, the renter.
Yeah.
Because it's a chovas hador, right? So he says over here. Okay, fine. Ella. Some say that the Yonason says that. Thank you. That a mezuzah is for Shmira, right? And therefore it's different, like a different mitzvah than every other mitzvah, right? Okay, fine.
Don't we have a rule that's only after 30 days he has to put it up?
What?
It doesn't say, but it's only after...
Doesn't say anything about 30 days, right?
No.
Doesn't say anything about 30 days.
I thought it was a rule.
It could be there is a rule. We're not talking about that right here. El makom mezuzah al mi. Who has to put... I'm not sure what this question means. Who has to provide the space for the mezuzah? Amalahu Rav Sheshes, Tinisu, we looked at it already. Dover She'ein Maisa Uman, if it's not a Maisa Uman, Hasocher Oso. The Socher's got to do it. The High Nami, Lav Maisa Uman, who? There's no Maisa Uman over here. Why not? The Efsher, Begufsa, Dikanya. You could put in a hole in the wall. You don't need to be an expert for that. Anyone can put up a mezuzah, right? So therefore, it's responsibility of the socher.
The renter?
The renter, right. Not the one who's, in English, it's the same word. The renter and the renter. It's the rentor or the tenant, let's call it. Tenant. Okay. So it's the tenant's responsibility. Tadu Rabbanan, Hamaskeh
Ba'i Tzlachat. Do you have things in that way of hearing it to the wall without carving a hole in the...
Yeah.
That was
that's exactly the point.
Yeah, and now we never do that. We just tape it up.
Because now we're much more fancy. Tadu Rabbanan, Hamaskeh Ba'i Tzlachat Veiro. If you rent a house from your friend, the tenant has to provide the mezuzah. When he leaves, lo yitlenu biyado v'yetze. You can't take it with you, the mezuzah. Okay?
Oh, yeah. But if you know that the next tenant is going to be a coin.
1 minute. Look at Tosfos on the back, on the bottom of Kuf Aleph on the base. Look what Tosfos says. You can't take the mezuzah with you. Afagav de Amar Shem Shmuel. Afagav de Amar Shmuel. The matilim beged lebeged. You're allowed to take tzitzis off a beged. You can remove the tzitzis from one beged and put them on another beged. So I can't remove the mezuzah from this house and put it on a different house. Why not? Why is the mezuzah different? I can take tzitzis off a beged. Any beged. It's not my house anymore. I'm leaving the house. I'm going to a different house. Why can't I take them? Just said I have to leave the mezuzah there. Why? So Tosfos says, mezuzah aser. Lufi hasha mazikin ba'in bebayit she'ain lo mezuzah. Right? Because the mazikim come. Ukishenotla. And when I take the mezuzah off, ki'ilu mazik, O son, she'adu bebayit. I'm a mazik. Get me a mazik. You want to take tzitzis off the tzitzis, off the bed? There's nothing wrong with that. But here I'm a mazik. You hear this? This is not some Kabbalah sefer. This is a Tosfos. You're a mazik if you remove the mezuzah.
Yeah, but you're the first renter ever in this house. I don't know how that works.
What? So 1 minute. Let's read two more lines back into the Gemara. Uminachri, and if renting it to a guy, then not la biyad dovieite. You can take it out. Then you can't take the mezuzah off. You're not responsible for a guy the shmir thing.
You can or you must.
And I don't know. I think you can. I think maybe you must. I don't know. Umayse be'echad, there was once a story, Shanat Labiado, a guy took the mezuzah, the yatza, and he left, for cover ishtu shnei banav. And his wife and children died. So Maisa Lister, you're bringing me a story to contradict what you just said? You just said, if you take it off from a guy, it's mutter. And maybe you should. So I'm Rav Sheshes, no, Aresha. I'm talking about the first part of the statement. That if you take it off from a guy, not from a guy. Right, you're a mazik. You break somebody's window, your wife and children don't die. Right? There's no Gemara like that, from Klal like that, because you broke somebody's window. You're a mazik. What about over here? You're a mazik. Right? Look at Rashi. Socha Yisrael Havi. The Socha was a Jew. Datanya Reisha Lo Yitlena Be'ad Aviyetze. We said in the beginning, you're not allowed to do that.
This is only one mezuzah for the house for each room.
So, officially, it's only one mezuzah for the house.
You don't need
everything. I don't think every single one. I'm not. Halacha Lamaisa, practically, you have to ask a Shiloh what to do. Because I believe you're allowed to take them if he doesn't want to pay you for them. That's what I believe.
Right.
Yeah. So if you don't spend like $10,000 on really good mezuzah, and the guy comes,
they have to pay you $10,000. But if he doesn't want to pay you, then you can take them. That's what I think that luck is. I'm not 100% sure.
But for mazik, is it only the front?
So Tosfos said this thing about a mazik.
But is it every room?
No, I think it's. I don't know.
Well, I think if you're digging holes in the doorpost to put a mezuzah scroll in.
I have 18, but you can say it's 1 or 18, though.
What do you think the Rambam would say about the mazik issue? He wasn't going to. Is he getting if he thinks the Rambam about the mazik,
I don't know. You'd like to believe that the Rambam didn't think about that. Yeah. The Rambam didn't write that, right? What if he did?
He didn't learn his Gemara.
Right, he didn't learn his Gemara.
No, this toast is
good. Hazever shal balabayis. Now, what's going on here with the Zevel? Why? What does Zevel mean? Fertilizer. Where does fertilizer come from? From an animal. So, whose animal is it? Whose yard is it? So, what are we talking about? You rent the yard, and l'socher, v'tore, d'socher, and you rent the yard, and you, your animal, am I shabal abayis? It's part of the bal abayis, get the fertilizer. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Ella b'chatzer, it's a chatzer, d'lo agira l'socher, it's a chatzer, but I didn't rent the chatzer. I'm only renting the house. The chatzer belongs to you. V'tore, d'mazchir, and the animal also belongs to you. So pshita, I need a mishnah for that? I don't own anything. Why should I get it? Ella, it must be lo tzricha. The case is bechatzer demaskir. The chatzer belongs to the landlord. Vitore de asu me alma kamuba. But the oxen are just random oxen, hefker oxen, that happen to wander in. Okay? So Rashi says, the last wide line on top there, dasu me alma, stam galalim, stam fertilizer, afkurim afkurinu bailim. The owners mafker that. Oh, thank you for finding my ox. It wandered off. It came to your yard. Thank you so much. He wants to fertilize it back. He mafker that. So there's a v'kanyolei chatero. The chatzer gets it. V'afilu kadam asocher umagbiin lo zachet. Even if the doesn't wait for him to come back, the guy, the tenant takes the fertilizer right away. Right? He's still, that's the question. Is he entitled? That's the question. That's what we say. It doesn't belong to the tenant. It belongs to the landlord. You have no rights to the field. You have no rights to the field. You only have rights to the house. And it's not even yours, ox anyway. It's a hefker ox. It doesn't belong to you. You can acquire something without you don't even know about it. Where's the owner of this yard? He's the landlord. Where is he? He's in Florida. Doesn't even know what's going on. It belongs to him. Why? Because he's calling it without his knowledge. Meisvei. One second.
Because it's in his
rishus. Exactly. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
Why is
that
chiddush?
What?
Why is what?
Because it was hefker.
The glolim are
hefker. So it's hard to say. It belongs to the tenant. Why not? So no, it belongs to the landlord. Meisvei. Im amar kol metzias sheyavo l'tocho hayom. Anything that anyone drops today, and it lands in my yard, kol metzias sheyavo l'tocho hayom. Anything that I find today, tikne li chatzerai, should belong to my chatzer, should be the property of me. Lo amar klum. That doesn't work. Can't make a statement like that. Now one second. Didn't he just say a minute ago that you can be cornered something shalom idaito? So why doesn't this work? But if Rabbi Chanina is right, the chatzero shel adam karnelo shalom idaito, that you can acquire something shalom idaito amaylo amar klum. Why is that nothing? Why not? Hachamay eskinan b'chatzer she'elo mishtameres. It's a chatzer that's not guarded. So a statement like that on a non-guarded chatzer is meaningless. Eina chinami. Had it been a guarded chatzer with a gate and a lock and everything, then it would tackle work.
Why do you even need a statement?
Right. Would it be over Hashem HaSaveta if he says that?
What?
Would it be over Hashem HaSaveta?
No, because it will say Yeyush and all those things.
Oh.
Right?
But if I go to you and say, I'm so sorry, my ox wandered into your yard, please can I have...
Then there's no Yeyush.
Right, okay, no, so it is counted as a...
It's not against halacha. We're not against halacha here.
Right.
The point is the halacha that you can be kona something shalom idaito? It depends now. If the chatz mishtameris, yes, and if not. Ihachi, that's why Rashi said, that's why I read the Rashi. Rashi said that gulalim, you mafker it. You're not mafker the ox.
Right.
That is not a mafker.
Yeah.
It's branded, it's his, he'll get it back. The gulalim, okay, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Right? Ihachi, Amos, look at the Seifa. It said, Yatzalo, Shem, Mitzia, Beir, if there was a somehow it got out that there's a lot of people lost things, and there's a lot of things that are lost Beir in the city, then Dvar of Kayamin, then what you said actually has validity, right? Dvar of Kayamin, V'i b'chatzer she'eino mishtameres. But if it's a chatzer that's not mishtameres, ki yotzel oshei matiyah Beir, why does that change anything? We say lo maklum. Why? It's amish demeris. No, but if everyone knows that people lost things, that it changes everything. Why does that change anything? So the Gemara says, kivah the yatzel oshay metziah ba'ir. Since I'm not sure what this means. Since there's a coal that people lost things in. What?
The coal that he lost.
Who's he? No, I can't.
Yeah.
Mivdal bedili in shemineh, people leave him alone. They don't go near him. It's like a chatzah mishtameres. So he lost his own items in his own yard? That's what we're talking about?
Yeah? His field somehow claimed, something fell into his field.
From who belonged? Who did it belong to? Not him. Not his own. You're walking, you're taking a walk in your own field, you drop your wallet. So you won't. That's not the case. The case is somebody else was walking in your field, right. Dropped something in your field. He sent out a bulletin that he dropped something, and now nobody's looking for it. Why is no one looking for it? Because where are you going to find it? Funny case. Then it's like a chatzah mishtameres because no one's going to come here. So you have first dibs. Right, so I'm not 100% sure about that. What's the pshat on that? Meisvei. Let's try to bring a kash on this. Zevel yotzei min tanur min kirayim. Zevel that comes out of a tanur out of kirayim. I don't know what it means by zevel. I mean, anything that comes out of it. It's my oven. I'm a rent. I'm a tenant. And whatever I'm cooking, anything comes out of the oven belongs to me, obviously, right? Va'kolet min avir. Or I catch something in the air. Harehu shalom, it's mine. Okay? Ubisharefes v'shebachatzer, but if it's from a barn or the chatzer, shal balabayas. It belongs to the balabayas. V'im iso, l'had amr d'rav yosi v'richanina, the amr chatzeru shal adam kono shalom midaito, that if it belongs to the owner, even if he doesn't know about it, so kol it me'avir, amai harehu shalom. What does it mean coming out of the air? That means that the animal's going to the bathroom and I catch it, not with my hands, I catch it in a bag before it even reaches the ground.
Bucket, yeah.
So I have a bucket, but it doesn't even reach the ground. So if it doesn't even reach the ground, then what do we say? Then it belongs to the tenant. Why?
Because the airspace
belongs to the owner.
It does?
Yes. Hamai, harei shalo, avir chaterehu. It's his chatzah, the avir. So, you hear the question? So why didn't the Bryce say it belongs to you? But you catch it in the air? So Amar Abaya, the madbik kli b'shulei para, not a bucket, it's like a bag which you attach to the cow itself, so it doesn't even reach the airspace. It goes from the cow into your bag. That's what it's butter. Rava Amar, no, avir she'ein sofo lanuach. If it's avir, but it's not going to rest on the ground. Why is it not going to rest on the ground? Because it's falling into your bucket. Lav kimunach tami. That's not considered resting, and therefore it's not considered the owner of the. Not considered as if it belonged to the landlord. They don't have to have it attached to the animal, like Abaya said. Rava said, as long as you have a bucket, it never touches the ground. It's not considered airspace, and therefore it belongs to you.
Ground, airspace, airspace.
Umi pshitale l'Rava. Does Rava hold such a thing? Va'bayi, bayi lei. But Rava had a question about that. The boy Rava. Rava asked the question. Zarak arniki b'pesach zeh v'yatzasa b'pesach zeh mahu. I throw a wallet in your direction, in your house's direction. But in order to get to your house, it passes through the airspace of another house. And then it passes through Reuven's airspace and lands in Shimon's house, on Shimon's yard. So does Reuven have a claim to the arniki? After all, it was passing through his airspace. Right? I throw a wallet, it's through Reuven's airspace, through Reuven's yard, and it lands in Shimon's yard. And I'm off grid, whatever it is. The point is, does Reuven have a claim to it? After all, it did go in his airspace. And if airspace is considered like as if it's Munach, then it's in Reuven's airspace. It's Reuven's yard. Then it's not in Shimon's yard. So Rava had a suffix about that. And the Rava here says, categorically, you put a bucket there, it lands in the bucket, it doesn't land in the airspace. Right? Obviously, there's airspace from the animal's body to the bucket. Not like a bias head. A bias head has no airspace because you attached it. Rav said, you don't have to attach it. You put a bucket there. It never rests. Rav himself had a question about this resting business. So what's going on?
What do we say on Shabbos? On Shabbos we say it's like resting? What do we say about Shabbos?
There's a machlokas about that. It's a different thing.
No,
that's because of Dalai Lama's. It's not the same thing.
That's very different.
And the Gemara continues. Avir she'ein sofa lenuach kemunach dami. Is airspace where the item is not going to eventually rest. It's not going to rest in Reuven's yard. Because he threw it with too much force passing through. Is it considered rested? Olav kemunach dami. Or is it not considered resting?
Because it never touches the ground.
And Rava had a suffix about that. So the Gemara says, no. Ha, over, awesome, over there, lo mifzak v'lo midi. There's nothing preventing it from stopping. That's a Rava had a suffix. I throw it through Reuven's yard. There's nothing stopping it from stopping. Just what? It didn't stop. Ha, but over here, mifzak kli. The kli's in the way. So that's not a kash Rava, that's not a steer on Rava. If you put something in the way, of course you get it. If Reuven would catch it, of course he would get it. No question about that. The only question was where it doesn't, nothing's stopping it. Then is it considered stopped? That Rava didn't have an answer for.
Well, that's true. If I happen to, Shimon, take my wallet, it's yours, all right? And then Reuven intercepts it. Now, Reuven's, I'm not giving it to Reuven, I'm giving it to Shimon. I don't have a case. I'm giving, Malcolm, take your.
And let's say he didn't throw it far enough.
Right.
And it landed in my yard. It landed in someone else's yard. What would be the halacha? It rested in my yard. It's not a question of mafkir. That's all you have to find the case, what it is exactly.
Yeah,
right? Maybe,
You're stealing it then.
It's not stealing. You're not stealing the galolim either.
The galolim is dead.
I told you the case of mafkir. It's just to reach the point. So, what about sheberefes v'shebechatzar? What about the refes and the chatzar? Hari elu shebalabayas. That belongs to the balabayas. Says the Gemara, Tarti? And two cases, refes and the chatzar, right? The refes and the chatzar. Look at Rashi, it's way up there. To Rashi, Tarti bit me up. Tarti, it's trichalutan alamisne. You need to mention two places in the guy's house, in the guy's yard. Listen, chada, kiven she below haskira askinan. Since it doesn't belong to the tenant, mali refes, mali chatzar. Why do they need both things? Funny question to ask, right?
Hysterical question. What Gemara asked and doesn't ask.
So the Amar Abaya, Hachi Kamar. Visheberefes Shebechatzer. No, it's the refes in the chatzer. Hari Elu Shebalabayas. It belongs to the Balabayas. Like it's not two different things. It's one thing. It's the refes. Where is it? It's in the chatzer. Who does it belong to? Not the tenant. Amar Vashi. Zoso Meres, from AEC, Hamaskir Chatzero Stam. If you rent a chatzer stam, lo hiskir refes sheba. Lo hiskir refes sheba. Zoso meres. Hamaskir chatzero stam. Right? If you maskir stam, lo hiskir refes sheba. It doesn't include a refes. Why? Because over here the refes is not included. So if I rent a house from you and there's a barn on the property, it doesn't include the barn. Unless you say otherwise. That's not the shechidish. Okay. Meisvei. Yone Shovach, Yone Aliyah, if I have a dove cote, birdhouse, in my property, Chayeves b'shiluach, I'm Chayev in Shiluach HaKed. Why am I Chayev in Shiluach HaKed? The only thing you need to know about Shiluach HaKed over here, Shiluach HaKan, is there's no mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan if it's prepared. Mizuman. You can't have a bird. You can't have a pet bird. Oh, I'm doing shulch hakan today. That's not shulch hakan. You have a pet. You have a pet. Why? Because it says yikare kan tipar. When you happen to happen upon it, then you have prat lemezumen. I have a pet over here in my yard. That doesn't count. So says the Gemara, yone shovach v'yone aliyah, chayeves b'shiluach. You're chayev in shulch hakan. Why? Even though you have a dove coat, they're not really yours. Right? They're not really yours. They're just hefker birds that will rest in your property. So therefore, you chayev in shiluach hakan, V'asuros begezel. But you're not allowed to be over in Gezel. Aye, why not? They're not really mine.
I'm sorry. What, and do what? How you?
I can't steal them. If they're my property, you can't steal them.
Oh, I see.
I am allowed to do Shuluch HaKad, which means they're not really mine. Midday Darkei Shalom. That's a convention that the Chachamim said. The birds and yours are yours. The birds and his are his. The ones that rest by you, they rest by you. The ones that rest by him. They're all Hefker birds. But that's the... But, Yichayev and Shuluch HaKad. So they're not really yours. Now, V'imisal HaDam Rav Yossi Rav Chanina. Chatzayor Shalom Kodol Shalom Daito. If Rav Yossi is right, that things that you're in your possession belong to you, even if you don't know about it. Kari kan ki kari pralo bezumin. Then why aren't they yours? Why are you chayiv and shluch kan? They're yours. Anything in your possession belongs to you if you don't know about it. Why are you chayiv and shluch kan? They're yours. You look puzzled. Amarava, no. Okay, this is very hard gemara. Beitza biyitzias rubahu, the egg. You're chayiv and shluch kan when the majority of the egg comes out. We're talking about the egg. We're not talking about the mother. Shuluch HaKan means you send away the mother for the egg. You're chayiv and shuluch HaKan when the egg comes out. This chayiv b'shuluach, even when the rove of the egg comes out. Umekanya lekanya adilafla lechatero. But it doesn't belong to you until it's mamash in your possession, until it comes out all the way. So they don't happen at the same time. So you can be chayiv and shuluch HaKan before it belongs to you.
I thought the case is you want the young birds, not the egg.
No, you want the egg. So you have to send the mother away.
It's not the case you want
No. V'chi katani chayevitz b'shiluach. When are you chayev in shiluach? Mekame detipa l'chatero. You're chayev in shiluach hakan before you own it. That's how you can be chayev in shiluach hakan and not own it, even though it's in your yard. And you can't steal it because that's a convention, Darkei Shalom. All make sense? All fits perfectly. Ihachi amayo seris mishum gezel. So then, why can't I steal it? Why can't I steal it? It doesn't belong to you yet. The Gemara says you're right. That's Aiman. We're talking about the mother. You can't steal the mother. Ein echadami. If you're there at that moment when the egg's half coming out, ein echadami, you can steal it. But the mother you can't take, because the mother we made a convention Darkei Shalom, not the egg. Okay.
How are you sending the mother away at the same time you're getting the egg?
It's a good question. You have to be very skilled. Viba Yisema, I'll give you another answer. La'ola ma'beitim. Really, we're talking about the eggs itself. Umidinafik ruba daita ilave. And when rova the egg comes out, right? When rova the egg comes out, I already have my mind on that egg. So how could you come and steal it? You can't do that. It's the same Darkei Shalom on the egg also. If it's coming out. Therefore you can't steal it either. How can you be b'chayev and shuluch HaKan? It's a funny thing. You're b'chayev and shuluch HaKan at that second. Technicality. But you still can't steal it. You still can't steal it. V'hashtu d'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav aser l'zakos b'beitim kol zman sha'eim ruvetzes aleim. But one second. You can't take the egg as long as the mother's there. Shinemar, shalach to shalach as a aim. First send it away. Vahadar, aim as a bonim, tikach lach. And then you take the mother. So it's really your question, Yossi. Afilu tema denafalo lachatero. You can even say it fell. You can even say it fell. If it fell, what was the question we had? Then it's mezumin. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Kol echa, the ihu, matzi, zachale, chatero, zachale. If it belongs to you, then it belongs to your chatzer. If it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to your chatzer either. Therefore what? We could say like this. The egg came out fully. But does the egg belong to you yet? No. Not till you get the mother away. Well, you have to get the mother away first. You can't take the egg without getting the mother away. So therefore, it's possible for the egg to be in your chutzner totally. You don't have to give that crazy case, it's half out. It's totally out. Does your chutzner acquire it? Well, do you acquire it? The answer is no. I got to send the mother away first.
It's a two-step process.
So too, the chutzner doesn't acquire it for me. Right?
But let's say And while the mother is in the field searching for food, the egg is by itself.
What?
It's not yours then?
That's not the case. That's not Shiluch HaKan.
Shiluch HaKan is when the mother's
there. Shiluch HaKan, the mother's there.
She's sitting up.
Okay. Good?
Yeah.
Asuras begezel, but made dark shalom. So a minute. So we said that you can't take the bird or the chicks or even the egg because of dark shalom. Not because of dark shalom, because the mamash you're a thief. Right? E shul deshalcha gezel me'alyahu. It's mamash gezel. E delo shalcha haboy shlucha. If the mother sent away, it's gezel, mamash. If the mother's not sent away, you have to send it away first. So which one is it? So the answer is, listen to this answer. The cotton. We're talking about a cotton. Delav bar shluachu. He doesn't have the mitzvah of shluach hakan. So for him, it's only darkei shalom. So kids, why can't the kid take the eggs? Because that chayav in the mitzvah of shluach hakan. He doesn't have to send the mother away. Darkei shalom. You hear this? So the Gemara says, cotton bar darkei shalom. What, a cotton has to hold from darkei shalom? He's a kid. Right? The Gemara says, no, no, hachi gemara. Of if shall cotton, the father of the cotton, chayav lahavzal abedakei shalom. You come, your father comes home and says, and the kid says, look what I got, Dad. Oh, his eggs. Where'd you get them from? I got them from the neighbor. No, no, you can't do that. You have to get, but it's hefker because he's a lumbus, a 10-year-old. No, you got to give them back. You have to give them back. Very difficult, Gemara.
Is that a lav or an assay?
Both.
So a cotton can do a lav even though it's a cotton?
The lav is, don't take the eggs out of the mother away. You can't have the lav without that say. It's one of those types of mitzvahs. They go together.
Right, but I say, we say with a cotton, I say you don't have to do it with a lav or let it cut.
I just answered you.
What?
You asked me the same question a minute ago.
Okay.
You can't do the lav without doing that. You can't be over the lav.
It's one or the other.
They go hand in hand. Right. That say, if you want the eggs, send the mother away. Right. If you don't send the mother away, you're over a lav. So how do you do the assay without violating the lav? Impossible. Right? In other words, how do you not do the assay? And it's not such a thing. There's a few mitzvahs like that where they go hand in hand. Tzedakah. Give tzedakah. Don't not give tzedakah. Right? Don't send the ani away. Same thing. Don't send him away. Give him tzedakah. Right? Don't close your fist. How do you violate that law by itself? You have to find some crazy case like that. Right? Because the same is give tzedakah. The law is, and don't not give tzedakah. You have a few mitzvahs like that. Okay, next. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveiro. You rent a house, l'shana, for a year. It's a year rental. Yes, you were vague, and you said, I'm renting it for the year. And it turns out, v'nisabra hashana. They give an extra month to the year. They make a leap year. Bezid makes a leap year. So, v'nisabra l'socher. Who gains from that? The renter. The tenant, because he's going to pay 12 months, he's going to live there for 13 months. Hiskel al chadashim, but if it's a month-to-month tenancy, nisabra hashana, nisabra lamaschir. Who gets the extra month now? The landlord. Now, maisa b'tzipori, there was a story in Tzipori. Now listen to the story. Be'echad shesachar merachat mechaver, he rented a bathhouse, b'shtem asarzav, l'shana, for 12 dinar for the year. Mi dinar zav l'chodesh. One dinar per month. It's really, you have both. You have per year and per month. You have both, right? Uba ma'is l'fnei Rabbi Gamliel. And it came in front of Shimon Gamliel for l'fnei Rabbi Yossi, and in front of Rabbi Yossi. Va'amru yachlok was chodesh ibor. You divide the last month.
12.
The 12 and a half. You get half for free and you pay half a month. Now, ask the Gemara, my solicitor? We said that if you rent it by the year, the tenant wins. If you rent it month to month, the landlord wins. They bring a case where nobody wins. Right? That's not the same case, because the case was a different case. The case was, you said different things. You said, it's not the same thing. You said both. When did it belong to the landlord? When you said month to month. When does it belong to the tenant? When you said yearly. When does it belong to both? Yachloku. When you said both. So the Gemara asks, "Why my solicitor?" The story doesn't hold like anybody. The story is a new case. Right? So the Gemara answers, Chasur Mechzer Avachi Ketani. You're right. We left out a third case. V'ib Amar Lo, if the landlord says to the tenant, Shnei Masa Zehuvim L'shana, Midinar Zav L'chodesh, Yachloku. If it's the third case, the answer is Yachloku. Right? Why is it Yachloku, by the way? Why is it Yachloku? Anybody know why? Huh?
It's an unclear statement. It's like, you
so, instead of, I don't know what.
Yeah.
So the Rashbam says, in Baba Basra, Hamam and Mutal B'Safik Yachloku. Even though it's a different kind of Safik.
Yeah.
It's not a Safik in Mitzi, it's a Safik in Halacha. But what do you do in such a case? Right? It's a funny Safik. Sumcha says, when you have a Safik, Yachloku. So we don't hold like that. We hold like Habotzi Bechavir all over Raya. We don't hold like Sumchas. Generally. Right? So who's bringing the Raya here?
But I mean, if you say your rent is $1,200 a year payable in 12 installments, then...
So you have to find it. You know, you're just changing the case. Right? It's semantics now.
That's
the last case. You're trying to find the actual way that it works.
Exactly. Now, just remember... Okay... Now, Umay said, now the story makes perfect sense. Mitzipori, Bechazdach Americans, Michaver, Mishnemar, Zahuvim, Lashana, Medinar Zav, Lachodesh, Obabas, Lafneir, Bishirin, Begamliel, Lafneir, Biosi, Varma, Yachloka, Wesachodesh, Ebor. You split the 13th month. Very, that makes perfect sense. Why? Because you said both. Amar Rav, Ihavi Hassan, one second. Had I been there, Havi Yehivnale Kula Lamaskir, I would have said that everything belongs, the 13th month belongs to the landlord. Why? Because you said two things. You said, I'll pay you 12 dinar for the year. Then you said, a dinar a month. Says Rav, I hold that when you say two things that are contradictory, we go by the latter. Therefore, it's one per month. Therefore, you pay for the 13th month. Exactly. That's what Rav says. I would have said that. You're saying, Yachloku, Amal Mutal B'Safik, Safik what you meant. Mati said, what else could it mean? Says Rav, but very simple. The second one.
You mean the first statement is built in on the first?
The second statement built on the first. Okay. So you said 12 dinar, you meant one per month. There's no suffix. That's a Rav. As Rav says, I would have been there, I would have said that.
But when did they stop being out of the Shana that year? Like, wasn't the calendar already in place by then?
No, they make up their minds in the winter.
So what was the calendar?
That happened, the Mishnah said before that. What? But the Mishnah said it. So Rav's explaining the Mishnah. It didn't apply, and by Rav it still applied. It stopped around the time of Abaye and Rava.
What?
Kiddush HaChodesh. It stopped around Abaye and Rava's time. A little before.
Fourth generation.
Rav's almost a Tana.
It's six generations from him.
Correct. It's a long time later. It still had it. Without a Beis HaMikdash, it still had it. So on my Rav, I would have said, my Kamash Malon, Tovah Toshan Achron? What's Rav piping up for? To tell me that Tofes Lashon Achron? Amar Rav Chodesin. That's old news. They say the latter, right? The Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Bei Rav. As guy says like this, Astaria means 96 prutas. I'm going to sell you this item for 96 prutas. Meyamoy, 100 prutas. Or, Meyamoy, then what's the halacha? You have to pay 100 prutas. He said two contradictory things. Mayamoy, I'll sell it to you for 100 prutas. You know what? Astaria, give me 96. Rashi, a whole long Rashi, how you get 96? Okay, you don't have to go into that. It's 96. Then the halacha is Astaria. You only have to pay 96. So what do you see? It's old news that Rav said you follow the latter Lashon. So, Ime Hasam, no, it's different over there. Havamina, I would have thought, Pirushe Kamafarish. That Rav's explaining himself. When I said 96, what did I mean? I meant 100. That's why I didn't say 96. When I said 100, I meant 96. What he meant was, I say 96, but I really mean 100 because I'm talking about, Rashi says, good coins as opposed to bad coins. So sometimes you can have 100 prutas, but it's really worth only 96 because they're bad coins. So Rav said, I'll accept that. Or when he said 96 and he really meant 100, no, I'm only accepting 100. I meant good coins. It's really worth 100. So there, you're explaining yourself. And over here, not? Over here, Kamash Malan, Kamash Malan, that we're not talking about that. Even over here where you're not being mefarish yourself. Right? What's the halacha? Tofetz Lashon Achron. Shmuel Amar, Beba Be'emtze Chodesh Askinan. Now, the case is you showed up in the middle of the month. Right? You started in the middle of the month. Avo Ba B'tchilas Chodesh, but if you come in the beginning of the month, right? In other words, the socher comes, the landlord comes on day one. By the way, I just heard from Besdin that they were Makadish another month now. Please pay up for that month right now. Then of course you have to pay, says Shmuel. No question about that. The Mishnah said that Mais and Zipori, they split it. That's because he showed up half the month in. He showed up the guy in the middle of the month. Oh, by the way, I heard they were Makadish to Chodesh. Okay, so I'll give you for the next 2 weeks. Don't be late like that. Of course it belongs to the landlord. You come at the end of the month, cool socher. Then the socher got a free month out of it. He didn't ask for it.
Because if he comes in the beginning of the month, then he says pay.
Exactly. Let's finish. Me and my Shmuel, Lor Min Tovet Lashon Achron, the Shmuel hold that you don't follow the latter language. That's what he seems to be saying. V'amar Rav Shmuel Darmer Tavayu, Kor b'shloshim ani mocha lecha. I'm going to sell you 30 kor. Yachal lachzer afilu b'sach rona. You can retract at the 29th kor. Why? Because Rashi says you're giving out each one at a time. So you meant. So the end can undo the whole deal. However, kor b'shloshim sa b'sel ani mocha lecha, then rishon kona. But if I say to you, I'm selling you this one, and then I'll sell you this one, then each one you buy, you own. So what do you see? Even Shmuel says, Tofetz Lashon Achron. Ha, sometime am I, b'shum de Tofetz. And that's because you grabbed it. Ha, chanami, ka Tofetz. So to over here, you grabbed it. What do you mean you grabbed it? You living there. So Rav Nachman Amar, karka, b'cheskas, baila, kayemes. The karka is in the chazaka of the one who's there. Who is that? The tenant. Right. Rashi says not the tenant, the landlord.
No, real property was his.
Exactly. Afilu ba b'sof ha-chodesh, kulo lemaskir. If you come at the last day of the month, you still have to pay. Why? Sha-safek lo achshav nolad. The safek didn't arise the last day of the month. Just because when you show up. Ha-sa-ela mitchil ha-chodesh nolad. The beginning of the month we had the shayla. Why did you wait till the end of the month? Because I was lazy. That's not a reason I lose out. Last month he paid me rent. This month he doesn't pay me rent. What kind of business is this? It's dubious. I didn't show up. So therefore what? I think Shmuel's sheet is so difficult to understand. Rav, I understand. And this one I understand. Shmuel, what's Shmuel's sheet? You show up, you get the money. You don't show up, you don't get the money. What kind of reason is that? What kind of svar is that? We have to give a svar for Shmuel.
Comes in the beginning of the month and he says you have to pay, he has the choice, okay, I don't want to.
Exactly, then leave. So move out, exactly. So that's what we understand. We understand that.
Does he have to pay for the whole month or just for one?
No, the whole month. My Kamash Mon, Tovid Lashon Achron. So what's the pshat over here? That Tovid Lashon Achron, Hainu Rav. It's the same exact thing as Rav. So the Gemara says, Afal Gav, the Epach, Mepach. Even though, even if you switch it around. Rav Nachman, there's no such thing as Tovetz Lashon. Even if he said, I'll pay you $1 per month, 12 for the year. Now, that's also a stira, but you put the month first. Rav Nachman says, you still have to pay for the 13th month. I don't hold from Tovetz Lashon Achron, like Rav. I hold a different vort. I hold, you're renting there. It's a chazaka. Last month he paid rent, this month they'll pay rent. I showed up at the end, so what? Okay. Right out of time. So, Now, we'll just read one. We're going to read this again tomorrow. Listen, you can think about this question over Shabbos. Bar my name, Rav Yanai. Socher Omer Nasati. Socher says I paid the rent. Umaskir Omer Lo Natalti. I never got the rent from this guy. Almi Lahavi Raya. Whose responsibility is it to bring a Raya? Interesting question. Now, Emas. When is this going on? I betogs mano Tanina. If it's during the month. But 10th of the month, already to be late, 10 days late. I paid already. We learned that in halacha. Ila achar tmano, If it's ready the next month, you're supposed to pay January. Now we're in February, so you didn't pay me January yet. What do you mean I paid that? Tanina, we also learned that. Where did you learn that from? From Pidgin Aben. Right? And we'll pick up on that tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Good Shabbos.